Hello, my name is Sella Wood, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Wednesday, December 31st. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 49, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Now I'm reading Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 36. Jesus appears to the disciples. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." The title of my devotion today is Love is Patient. How many times have we as humans struggled with believing something? Perhaps it is a post on social media that seems too good to be true, or a news article that seems void of facts or unexpected. Sometimes we may catch ourselves saying, "I'll believe it when I see it." As humans, it can be hard for us to trust what others say. In Luke 24, Jesus appears to the disciples after the resurrection, but they are too frightened and surprised to believe that it is him. In John 20, Jesus appears to the disciples except Thomas. He later appears to Thomas, who had not believed that the disciples had actually seen Jesus, and previously stated, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." This is in John chapter 20, verse 25. But when Thomas sees Jesus, he believes. Jesus then says to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The Lord is patient with us. He gives us multiple opportunities to come to believe and meets us in our shortcomings. In Luke 24, he reminds the disciples of the many prophecies and the fulfillment of God's plan. He then opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. God is merciful and compassionate towards us, even as we struggle to comprehend what he is teaching us. His Holy Spirit is present in our lives, helping us understand and bring light to those around us. As Christians, we are all called to fully believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. How beautiful that we, not because of our own works, but through faith, can be wiped clean of our sins. This passage serves as a reminder of our human faults throughout history, but it also displays the redeeming love that God showers on his people. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word and the truths that are revealed in it. Thank you for how you meet each of us with patience in our times of doubt and fear. Help us to have open hearts to hear your word and show others the love you have shown to us. Thank you for the cross and for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.